Filing today, toy manufacturer Mattel hasn't always been known for its diverse toys, but in its latest move to remake Barbie's leggy blonde image, Mattel has launched a transgender Barbie doll. Trans actor and activist Laverne Cox has been recognised with her own Barbie and says she hopes the doll will inspire parents to support kids of all gender identities. Carly Williams has more.
In 1959, a small and petite blonde Barbie was introduced to the world. Modelled on a sexy novelty German doll for adults, Barbie has always been a touchpoint for controversy. We've seen decades of debate over the doll's role in driving traditional gender roles and stereotypes, the lack of diversity, and, of course, her impossible body image.
With long streaked hair, even jewellery you can put on or take off. And now when you buy...
But Barbie has tried to progress in recent years with curvier dolls, dolls of different colours and races, and gender-neutral dolls. Mattel has tried to market Barbie as a symbol of empowerment. Now transgender actress and activist Laverne Cox has been recognised with her own Barbie, a first for the celebrated and controversial doll.
I am so honoured and excited to announce that there is now a Laverne Cox Barbie doll.
Laverne Cox told the American Today show, as a black trans woman, it was an important collaboration for her.
This year particularly, when over 250 pieces of anti-transgender legislation have been introduced in state legislatures all over the country, targeting transgender children, LGBTQ youth, that I hope all the kids who are feeling stigmatized when their health care is being jeopardized, their ability to play in sports, I hope they can see this Barbie and have a sense of hope and possibility. Mm-hmm. If they don't see themselves in this Barbie, I hope they know that they can create spaces where they do see themselves, mm-hmm. where they are represented, because representation matters.
Dr. Emma A. Jane is an associate professor in the School of the Arts and Media at the University of New South Wales. She researches transgender-related issues and has mixed feelings about the latest Barbie.
I'm ambivalent. On one hand, I'm really excited and pleased that other trans kids potentially could be playing with a Barbie doll that has more sort of commonalities with their lives and their identities. I think it's even significant that we're seeing a Barbie doll of colour. But on the other hand, Mattel's motivations are always going to be making a buck.
It's Emma A. Jane's view that the Laverne Cox doll is still significant and there's lots to applaud. But there is plenty of room for more diversity with the toys available to kids. She's a big fan of Laverne Cox, but stresses she's not a realistic representation of trans people's lived experience.
Laverne Cox is incredibly glamorous. She's incredibly successful. She's overcome adversity. And that's all fantastic. But on the other hand, you know, she's very different to the average trans person on the street, say, who is struggling constantly with transphobia. I think it's important not to get too excited about either the success of trans celebrities such as Laverne Cox, as fantastic as it is, in the same way that we need to retain a bit of scepticism about, you know, how far we've come, that we now have a Laverne Cox trans Barbie on the supermarket shelves.
And it's debates like this that make Barbie such a loaded figure in the cultural imagination. For Laverne Cox, Barbie has always played a big role in her identity journey.
I was really shamed by my mother when I was a kid when I wanted to have a Barbie doll and play with a Barbie doll, but I was denied it. And I had a lot of shame and trauma about that. And my therapist said to me, it is never too late to have a happy childhood. And she said, go out and buy yourself a Barbie, play with her. There is a little kid that lives inside you. And I did. And I told my mother about it. And the next Christmas, my mother bought me a Barbie doll. And it was like, Barbie's been a really healing experience for me as an adult.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
That's trans actor and activist Laverne Cox. Carly Williams with that report.